We like need a stenographer in here. We need a stenographer so they can read back our jokes.
Remind me why I'm so funny.
All right, welcome to the first episode of R4Sense. I'm half of your amazing podcast team, Zach P. Tang Arneman, with the ever-popular Mark Spanish Fry Smith.
Not at all.
No. I want to put, before we get started, I want to say thank you, a huge thank you to Dan Berg for making the intro music for us. He did it for free. And I told him
which coincides exactly with the budget for this show.
Oh, absolutely. And I told him he could be on it. So hopefully we'll have more than one episode so I don't become a liar.
Yeah, well, yeah, hopefully. But, you know, Dan is a local Illinois rapper.
Bit of taste.
And yes, I do sound as white as I sound when I say the word rapper.
We're not talking about Christmas presents, ladies and gentlemen.
Not at all.
We want to, you know, we want to thank you if you're actually listening to this for the first episode, because Lord knows most podcasts don't have anyone listening save for our parents. And I just want to say that my mom has already said that she will not be listening to our show.
And the funny thing about it is my parents don't even know I have a show.
No. Your parents know what a computer is?
That is the high level of communication I have with my parents.
Oh, very nice. So at this point, you're probably wondering why the hell you're going to want to tune into us weekly, if not ever again. And let me tell you why. The name of the show is R4Sense, and if you don't get it, well, I'd like you to stop listening. But you're going to come here for Mark and my unmitigated opinion on a lot of subjects, mostly pop culture. But we're going to go everywhere from movies to music to television to games to sports and everyone's favorite subject, life. And I just want to say,
and who's more pertinent to talk about our lives than, you know, us.
Oh, well, for sure. We had planned on doing this about a year ago, without even going into a long story. Then this is the first episode. I think it's safe to say we fucked up.
No, we're just slackers is really what it boils down to. We are procrastinators extraordinaire.
Yeah. Last week, Mark and I went up to Crystal Lake, Illinois, not the home of Jason Voorhees, much to my chagrin. To go record on the Bob and Dan cast. Good friend of mine, Dan Huffman from college, way back in the day in Florida, too. They were nice enough to have us up there. Haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, big time supporters of just even the thought of this show.
Yes, yes. They sang us praises even before we had a name.
Hey, we were referred to as one of the best guests that they've had on that show.
That's very true.
Because we talk. Shocking.
Yes. Thank God we do. Otherwise, our podcast would be a lot of silence. So they had us up there. It's kind of like, it's their episode 66. I like to call it our episode zero. But, most assuredly, we are a spinoff of them. And I think it's very fair to say that.
We had actually never been on the show before.
No, no. Well, there's a lot of things like that. Mork and Mindy from Happy Days.
You people told me that Mork was
Laverne
on Happy
Shirley
Days.
Laverne Shirley is from Happy Days.
I don't think that it is.
I bet my bottom dollar is it, because you know what, folks? I can't leap a building in a single bound. I can't fly. I can't run real fast. But my brain is a human IMDb. And for those of you who doesn't...
It really is quite frightening.
If for those of you who don't know what IMDb is, it's the Internet Movie Database. Ask me any random question.
If any of you have seen Chuck, yeah, it's kind of like that, except with completely useless information.
Oh, absolutely. This will never save my life. God forbid the CIA ever ask me for help. I'm just going to be able to tell them, like, at least five movies,
You're going
to
die unless you can name five movies with Henry Winkler in them.
Fine. Done. We all survive. So if you ever have any problems, call me. I've got your back. Listen, I can tell you that Pete Postlewaite died a couple days ago.
And you know what's frightening is I don't even know who that is.
All right, this is yours. Here's a really good point of my power. Pete Postlewaite was the dying father in Inception. He was...
He died?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? Wait, else?
Wasn't he in that Blood Monkey movie that we watched?
No, that's F. Murray Abraham.
Oh, okay.
Of Amadeus fame. He was. You know who? What else? P. Postlethwaite was in.
What?
He was the guy that gave James the little bag of glowing worms in James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, well, it's still like live action.
Uh huh.
Really?
Yeah. 64 years old. P. Postlethwaite, if you're listening.
We mad, love you.
Mad
love
props. You. Meredith Vieira, burn in hell.
I'm going to keep laughing every time you say that.
Oh, dude, I just hate Meredith Vieira, and I think it's a funny joke.
See, but I don't think she's been in anything else other than The View.
Screw it. I hate The View, too. The only thing I'll ever watch The View for...
You know, I was sitting in a doctor's office, and I was forced to watch The View for like an hour and a half in a waiting room.
I'm sorry.
I almost gouged my own eyes out.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I realized that my ears were much more important.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Mark only has one ear, so...
In fact, I'm wearing a headphone that only has one headphone.
Yeah, it's true.
For those of you who don't know, and maybe this will help out, because I've been encouraged to talk about this before people get to know me, so that they stop wondering why I can't hear a frickin' word they're saying.
Damn it, I have to interrupt you right there. I've been working with Mark at my part-time job for the better part of 2 years now. He has neglected to tell any of our 40 coworkers that he is deaf in his... Is it your left ear or your right ear?
It's my right ear.
It's your right ear?
Yeah.
He has neglected to tell any of these people, and they just all yell at him all day to get his attention.
Because that's what they do. They're like, even though I carry around a phone, which equivalent of a walkie-talkie, for those of you that don't know, but...
What a phone is? I hope our listeners know what a phone is.
No, at the store, it's an equivalent of a walkie-talkie. It's not like I can't, you know, search the interwebs on my store phone.
No, you can't.
But I have one of these on my hip, and it is very easy for you to just pick up the phone and call me.
It's a 3-digit number to get them, too.
Call me instead of yelling my name halfway across the store.
But you know what? He'll say all this crap. But for 2 years, he hasn't told any of these ladies that he's deaf. And I am the guy left standing there when they look at me, and they look at me all pissed off because Mark hasn't responded to him. Every time I go, you know, he's deaf in his right ear. And every goddamn time, they're like, really? Mark! And they just keep yelling it.
Yep. Let's talk about unidirectional hearing here for a second. That's a big word.
Yeah,
thank you.
I don't need your $3 words on my show.
What about us, a $5 word?
I don't have
unidirectional. $6 word.
Man, I don't need just $6 words
thank
on
you.
My show.
But, folks, I cannot tell where sound is coming from.
Kindly leave.
I'm not leaving.
Yes, sir.
I can't tell where sound is coming from, because that's the way your hearing works.
So, anyway.
So, you can yell, shout, snap, you know, make a general ass of yourself. I'm not going to turn around.
So, yeah, P. Postlethwaite just died. That kind of sucked. Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen.
Super Bowl. Okay.
Sports.
All right. So
guy stuff.
Yes. So I was asked before the season even started to make a Super Bowl pick. Everybody kind of gets asked this if you're into football whatsoever.
Sure.
And most people are totally way.
Well, you do fantasy,
off.
So you follow this crap a
exactly.
lot.
Exactly. And your fantasy football Super Bowl champion.
Oh.
Thank you very much. But anyway.
He's glowing, ladies and gentlemen. He's radiant.
Yep, radiant. But anyway, the greatest thing about this is that my Super Bowl picks from preseason are still in the playoffs. Because I picked the Ravens and the Packers.
Jeez.
And being a Bears fan, that was rough. But I had no idea that the Bears were
going
to be any good.
Yeah, you almost got a foot in. You know, well, all right. I just want to say the Bears were not good. The Bears were lucky.
The Bears continue to be
the
luckiest
Seahawks game last week. You know, the seven
game was great, is what it was.
The 7-9 Seahawks making it past the wild card. I swear to God, I didn't think any of that would happen.
And that's not a regular occurrence.
No, no, sir.
But yeah, I picked the Packers because I didn't want to pick the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, nobody wants to pick the Cowboys. I myself am a Giants fan, and
he absolutely hates the Cowboys even more than I do.
Absolutely. So but you said the Ravens and Packers.
Would go to the Super Bowl.
Man, and both it could still happen.
Still in there, yeah.
It could still happen.
What I'm really rooting for at this point is that the Packers win and the Bears win, so that NFC North showdown for NFC Conference.
When was the last time that? When was the last time that happened?
An NFC North showdown. Yeah. 98.
Oof.
I think back when the Vikings and Randy Moss and Chris Carter and all them, I think they went against the Packers in 98.
Oh, so it was Packers Vikings?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. We'll have to check our sources.
No, that was Atlanta, Minnesota.
Oh.
Yeah, that was back in the Dirty Bird days.
Yeah, that was way before Mike Vick, as Chris Collins
Mike
like
Vick.
Yeah, Mike Vick, he's a good guy.
You don't know what we're talking about. Nobody calls him Mike Vick.
Except Chris Collinsworth.
And actually, I read it today in Peter King's article. He called him Mike Vick. But that's because Peter King hangs out with
Chris Collinsworth. Collinsworth.
Everybody calls him Michael Vick.
Chris Collinsworth, if you're listening to the podcast.
Or you horrible dog killer. They call him that, too.
Yeah. Chris Collinsworth, if you're listening to us, please stop calling him Mike Vick. Meredith Vieira, burn in hell. Pete Passaway, we miss you.
But we were going to make Super Bowl picks.
Yeah, well, I made my Super Bowl pick, didn't I? Yeah, well, I guess I don't have to.
Yeah, I think you do.
You know, in a dream world, it would be Giants-Jets. But as the Giants have gave their best 10-6 team in the league crown to the now 10-6 wild card Packers.
Except they're 11-6 now.
Once again, the Giants are
the best 10-6 team in football.
I just want to state, if you ever hear me say, you know, a team's standing, I don't count the playoffs. See, playoffs is a totally different animal compared to the regular season. It's like regular season's over. This is like next year we're talking. So you know, they're 1-0 when it comes to the playoffs.
Okay.
Okay. You know, the Giants were the best 10-6 team. I've been saying that for years. But now, since they have not made the playoffs and the Packers did a 10-6 record, they're now the number one 10-6 team.
Because if you did not watch that game, that absolute destruction of the Packers, the destruction by the Packers of the Giants.
Yeah, thank you.
It's one of the more... I thoroughly enjoyed the game, but
Thanks for bringing that one back up.
But I had to watch it as he sulked over in a corner.
God. You know, and like, hey, Steve Jobs, if you're listening, thanks for inventing the iPhone to get me through crappy sports games when my teams are getting their ass whooped.
Thank you for inventing the iPhone so that Zach can zone out and doesn't have to talk to any of us.
Oh, absolutely. I have to talk to you weekly now. And
you get to spend at least an hour in a room with me.
So my Super Bowl
It's not like we do that at work, though.
They don't need to know this. They don't need to know what we do at work and shit. My Super Bowl picks. I would have to say that I hope that it's Bears. I'd like to see, I think it's going to be Bears-Patriots, sure.
Really? You think it's going to be Bears-Patriots?
Well, that's because Tom Brady is a Cylon. He is the missing number seven.
Oh, is he?
But
he was incomplete.
Yeah, well, that's...
No, he was poisoned.
Yeah, he was poisoned. He's fine. He's recovered.
And he became a Michigan quarterback.
You could say that Giselle Bundchen or whatever her name is maybe Bundchen. Like sucked that
Giselle
poison
Bundchen.
Out of him. Yeah, good for him.
Who did he date before her?
I don't know. I don't follow Tom Brady. You know, I don't believe in robot sexuality. Okay,
really?
I don't. Nobody
should make love to a toaster.
No, especially not a quarterback robot. Come on. But I think it's gonna be Patriots Bears. But I'd like to see Jets Bears. Regardless, I want to see the Bears win because if you're listening and you're not from the Chicago area, we are a very fair weather fanned area. You know,
Midwest is it?
Oh
is
yeah,
it
Chicago when
area.
Chicago
when we're winning, we love them, and
when we're losing, everyone's just like
gonna go. I.e. the Blackhawks of the last 10 years.
Exactly, but when we win, oh my god, when the Blackhawks won
all hell broke loose.
Yeah, so if the Bears win the Super Bowl,
unless you're a Cubs fan,
I don't like baseball, but I root for the Cubs because you know what, the White Sox,
that lovable losers thing that we all love.
The White Sox just seem like a boring team.
A boring team.
I have nothing to base this claim on other than my opinion.
You've actually never been to either of these games, have you?
Hey, you know what? I don't like the White Sox. That's my opinion, and that's what we do here. It's our 4 cents. We give you our opinions regardless
and although I do like to flip-flop, I'm not flipping on this.
No, that's fine.
Super Bowl picks. Bears.
Oh, yeah, I got it out
Patriots,
there.
Patriots?
Bears-Patriots. Sure.
I would love to see Bears-Patriots. Yeah. Of course, I don't need to see another drubbing of the Bears by the New England Patriots.
What was it a couple years ago? Was that Bears?
It was Bears-Colts.
It was Bears-Colts?
That's why I have no love for the Colts, and it has nothing to do with the Mannings. And your ever love of the Mannings.
Oh, I think that's a lie. If anyone knows me, I cannot stand Eli Manning. Peyton Manning's a funny guy. He does some funny crap on SNL.
If you've not seen Peyton Manning on SNL, it's worth a watch.
Oh, absolutely. Eli Manning, you and Meredith Vieira know exactly what you need to do to make me happy. So I want to talk about a movie that we got off of the instant queue on the old Netflix.
By the way, if none of you have ever tried this, the instant queue Netflix is like one of the greatest things ever created.
We were perusing through there, and at this point, I have rated over 2,000 movies, which blows my mind because I think I just sit up.
Another one of those time vortex things.
Yeah,
folks.
I think I just sit there and zone out and just click, you know,
Zach
five
really
stars.
Zach likes this.
Yeah.
Zach didn't like this.
Sure. But I found something I really did like from 2007, starring Michael Madsen. It's a little sliver of heaven called...
For those of you that are not movie buffs like my co-host here, Michael Madsen was in...
Oh, God, you're going to make me do this?
Just Pulp Fiction.
Michael Madsen was not in
Pulp
Fiction.
Well, he wasn't
in Pulp
Fiction.
He was in
That's
Reservoir
right.
Dogs.
That's right. What was he in original?
Mr. Blonde.
Mr. Blonde.
Or Vic Vega.
Ah.
Brother to Vincent Vega, John Travolta's character in Pulp Fiction.
In Pulp Fiction. Comes full circle, folks.
Yeah. You know, Michael Madsen was also in the fantastic U-Bowl movie, Blood Rain, if you haven't seen it.
He was in Blood Rain.
Yeah, and if you watch that movie, you'll find out that he was drunk as a skunk the whole time.
Which you'll find out is also a running theme.
Yeah. So, Croc. Is the name of the movie I'm talking about. Croc. Ladies and gentlemen.
Like crocodile. Not croc of anything.
Not croc of shit. Crocodile. Ladies and gentlemen, see this movie. I was going to review it. We have now rambled on so long that I don't think I'm going to subject you to hearing me review
10
this.
Minutes of plot points about Crocodile.
But let me tell you a few things about this movie. First off, it's fantastic. I don't know where it's supposed to take place, but about 40 minutes into the movie, I think I just assumed it was New Zealand.
It's like New Zealand or Thailand.
It's somewhere.
It's on the Pacific Rim.
Now what you got is you got an island, and there's about a 20-foot, 30-foot saltwater croc terrorizing people.
Which I'm reasonably sure doesn't exist.
I cannot confirm or deny that, but that's where the glory of Wikipedia will come in. A 20 to 30 foot saltwater croc.
And at some point in the movie, they actually explain where this crocodile came from.
No, they don't explain it. It came from the ocean. They just say, oh, yeah.
We're not talking about Godzilla here.
No, but they're just like, he swam upstream.
Oh, we dumped too much waste, and now there's a giant crocodile.
No, it's not the host. It's not the host where they dump all the formaldehyde down the sink, and 6 years later, there's this crazy monster. Which I made you watch that movie.
You did make me watch that movie.
Watch The Host. It's if you want to watch a bad monster movie, watch Croc. If you want to watch a good one, watch The Host. But you know what? Watch them both together. So Croc. I really want to get this out.
That's fine.
Croc. Every time they show footage of this crocodile that's not awful CG.
But it's not or interacting with any human being.
Yeah, there's no good CG in this movie. Awful CG. They use what I can only think is 1982 National Geographic stock footage of not a 20-foot
croc. We're talking about the stuff you watch in like sixth grade when
Absolutely.
They had a substitute came in your science class and you're like, well, we're going to watch a movie about crocodiles.
Absolutely. But the kicker, not only is that funny, the kicker is the crocodile that they feature the most, actually I might think it's an alligator, correct me if I'm wrong, is no more than 8 feet. It's no more than 8 feet.
Oh yeah, there's all these wide shots where there's absolutely things that you can scale this crocodile against.
So it works great as this 8-foot crocodile swims and it cuts to a 30-foot CG monstrosity ripping apart a boat. That is what sold me originally in the movie. And you get that right in the first 10 minutes. So, you know,
it's very Jaws-esque.
As you get 35 minutes into the movie is when you get Michael Madsen. Michael Madsen's first scene in the movie. He's
not actually there.
Not only does he not have a line, he's not there. This is clearly shot in a different location, probably L.A., Probably LA.
Probably, since I'm pretty sure there's palm trees in the background.
Yes. They shot Croc on, I don't want to say on location New Zealand, but they certainly shot it on some Filipino. It looked like the Philippines, but it could also have been one of the Hawaiian islands.
He does
kind of
look like our buddy Mike. A couple of those main characters does look like our buddy Mike.
Oh, well, that's just kind of racist.
Well, if Mike had braces and sunglasses.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. The main villain, you know, the bad guy in this movie is this, like, 22-year-old, quote-unquote, land developer with braces. And I know that sounds bad, like, oh, Zach hates braces. I don't hate braces.
But this guy does his best to disguise these braces.
Exactly.
Like you cannot see them.
You know, he actually tries to hide his braces more than he tries to hide his bad acting. I will say this. There is at one point where a young couple goes into the ocean, and they're getting a little funky. They're kissing a little bit. And the guy kisses his girlfriend. He says, oh, this is great. And she looks him. I swear to God, I am not making this up. She looks and just says with total conviction, it's going to be a great day tomorrow. And then they're eaten by the crocodile. Ladies and gentlemen.
But he's eaten first by the crocodile.
He is eaten first. But
wades around in thigh-high water.
Oh, God.
Looking for a 30-foot crocodile
and her
boyfriend.
This happens numerous times in this movie. But you know what? The best part, and this is how we're going to get you to go to the website. The best part of the movie, I don't want to spoil it for you. You know, you can either watch it or, you know, go to our website. Go to r4sense.blogspot.com and watch the video. We're going to throw it up when we throw this episode up. And it is quite possibly, I went to film school, ladies and gentlemen. I've watched some movies. I saw Citizen Kane. This moment in Croc is the best thing I have ever seen on a movie, ever. And I saw Black Swan. And truth be told, I did not see all of Black Swan.
You did not see Black Swan.
If you saw Black Swan, you know exactly what part I'm talking about. I've seen that part. This is better.
By complete random chance, by the way, because I happened to be upstairs watching the movie myself. Not that I had any way of getting the movie in my own house.
Yeah,
but
we did not illegally download that movie.
There was no way. Our buddy Will comes up and he's like, is this Black Swan? I was like, yeah, it's pretty. I'm going to segue here. Black Swan is a fantastic movie.
Natural segue.
Black Swan is a fantastic movie. If you've not seen it, you need to go out and see it. And I have every intention of buying this movie.
And I am not an Aronofsky fan, and I enjoyed it. The 10 minutes I saw.
Absolutely fantastic. So Will, of course, runs downstairs to go get Zach. It's like, oh my God, Mark's watching Black Swan, to which I'm pretty sure I got called a bastard for.
I call you a bastard on many occasions,
and
for many reasons.
Drags him back upstairs, and completely by chance, it's the scene that every guy wants to see in Black Swan.
Yep, and like I said, if you saw the movie, you know exactly what we're talking about. Well, you know, this has been a lot of fun doing a first podcast episode.
It has been.
We, you know, frankly, we're only going to get better at this, because when you have a giant 6-inch diameter black screen in your face with a microphone in front of or behind it,
we'll pretend you don't like it.
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you what, I love 6-inch diameter. You know, that's huge, man.
It is.
That's a big thing in front of my face, and you know, it's a little weird to get used to at first, but you know, we're only going to get better. And we hope you enjoyed it. We hope you stick around. Leave us some comments on the website. We'd love to hear from you. We'll have some polls up on there. Different crap. This is really like
we need 13 more people to like us on
Facebook.
We do
need 13 more people to like us on Facebook, so our URL for Facebook isn't a string of 37 digits. But that's not the point. The point is we want you guys to get involved. Absolutely. When we start doing this and we get more of our flow going,
Said we can make this an advice column.
Exactly. Whatever you want. Send us your comments. Send us what you think about what we talk about. Please go and watch Croc. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
I would love for you all to see that, because I don't want to be part of the only 4 people on the planet that have seen this movie.
I'm just hoping that Netflix sends you something. You said, how was Croc?
I sure hope I get it. I hope I get a box full of candy. It just says thanks.
This is Michael Madsen on the side of it.
Yeah, it's with the stamp of approval from Mr. Madsen.